The list of visiting officials coming to Milwaukee to support Gwen Moore in her bid to win a sixth term now includes Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison. Representative Ellison told a Get Out the Vote rally Sunday that Moore has been a fighter for working people.
We're fighting for Gwen to win this election, but I'm going to tell you something. Gwen don't love no elected office. She loves the people.
Yeah. Moore says she's been battling to raise the minimum wage, protect Medicare and Medicaid, and reform Social Security to help low-income citizens, but has been hampered by House Majority Republicans blocking changes.
And let me tell you, they have exceeded the official do-nothing Congress of 1948. I mean, they have really given do-nothing.
Moore's primary opponent, former state senator Gary George, says he's been campaigning at doors, from his car and on his bicycle, insisting he could help bring more jobs to Milwaukee.
Of course, raising the minimum wage is critically important, but what the people need is a job. You can't have a minimum wage if you don't have a job. I would like Milwaukee to be a place where there's much more opportunity than what we see.
George says he'd work in a bipartisan way to get more federal money to Milwaukee to create jobs in sewer repairs and through a university to jobs consortium. George says his cousin, Keith Ellison, coming in to campaign for Gwen Moore, is Washington insider baseball. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.